It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The Refreshing.
Good morning and happy Sabbath this morning, brothers and sisters. God be with you as we are in a retreat and also as we are going to have our, there was something I was going to mention. Oh, because we have our worship service at 12, we're going to just have worship this morning. Now, the Spirit of God may come and it may take just as long, but we're not going to have the wellness segment of our broadcast today. But what we talk about often is worship and wellness, even in worship. So God is good. May the Lord bless you and keep you. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undream Dove, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this day of holiness, your Sabbath day. We recognize that you are the Lord of the Sabbath, and it is such an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to be able to serve and to worship you. We pray that as we go throughout this morning's broadcast, for your Spirit to come and to teach us the things we need to know, as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your Spirit. Help us, Lord, to grow in grace and wisdom, giving us knowledge and understanding so we may be able to share your word with others. These things are prayed and asked. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about for the coming of Christ, your
Amen. It is about time, brothers and sisters. And it's time now for us to have our message for today. We're talking about the characteristics of Greece, the characteristics of Greece. And Greece is mentioned, at least described, in the Bible. And we're talking about Daniel chapter 7, verse 6. Daniel 7, verse 6. For context, the lion was mentioned. He had eagle's wings. That was Babylon. That was the combination of church and state. We had a message about that. Medo-Persia was mentioned. That was the bear with three ribs in its mouth. And it was so arrogant and proud that it would make decrees but would not change. All of these are characteristics of the Roman Catholic Church. You can read that in Revelation 13 because it was like a leopard, feet of a bear, mouth of a lion, same animal. And it says the dragon gave him his power, feet, and great authority. So we'll get to the dragon in a moment. Daniel 7 doesn't call it a dragon, but that's what it is. It's a terrible beast, undescribable beast. You see, there were bears, lions, and leopards. A dragon is not a real animal. It's a kind of a mythical animal, but the Bible uses it because it as a description of Satan and his lies and his movement. So let's pray. Father, be with us this morning. We thank you very much for all that you've done for us. Give us a word, please. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. After this, I beheld, and lo, like a leopard. Sorry. After this, I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. What is that, my friend? A leopard with four heads and four wings, like a bird or a fowl. Why? Well, the animal, as these beasts were kingdoms, the person that would be the head of this would be, well, it'd be four heads. This is representing, you know, a leopard is very, very swift hunting. And when you see one with four heads and four wings, this represents Greece. And Medo-Persia was conquered by Alexander the Great. Very young, genius strategist, military strategist. And he basically conquered the world, but he had a drinking problem. And this is a health message. He, at the age, I believe, of 32 or 33, he died in a drunken stupor, just had too much to drink. So that's how Alexander the Great died. And, you know, usually a king passed it on to his children, that type of thing. But when he died so young, probably didn't have children. Daniel 11 talks about him and said that his kingdom will be divided, but not to his posterity. And that's because he had four primary generals. There was a fifth, but he kind of got overshadowed by the others. And those generals, and they took different parts of the kingdom, kind of like a north, south, east, and west type thing. Lysimachus, Cassander, Ptolemy, and Seleucus were their names. And we're not going to go into all of, you know, which territory each one of them took. But the point being made is that's the four heads, four sets of wings. They all took a portion of the kingdom, but they fought each other, and that Daniel 11 brings that out. They fought against each other and actually weakened the kingdom over centuries of time because they were of all the infighting. That's a good lesson. When we infight, we weaken. Now, some people would say, well, since we infight and we weaken ourselves, then why don't we just all come under one banner? We can, but the banner must be one of truth, my friends. The banner must be one where freedom and religious freedom, freedom to do what God said is paramount. That banner must be a freedom to follow the health message and not to put in our bodies that which would hinder spiritual growth, or at least we know has harmful effects. And we need a banner to stand under that protects that, that upholds the standards of truth and righteousness. That's the banner, friend, that we need to stand under. And only God, my friends, can put that banner in place and keep that banner in place. Just because God says, them that honor me, I will honor. Just because there is a banner that claims to be that umbrella that everybody is safe, that ark of safety. It's not an ark of safety if you're not safe, if you can't get help when there's a health crisis, just to get a letter to keep your job. That's not safe. It's not safe if when you start talking about the fact that we should be living free from disease with the lifestyle that God gave and not, you know, depending on pharmaceuticals, that's not free, my friend. That it's not free when the leadership can just bring on new doctrines just to stay out of a cult book. That's not freedom. Freedom comes from Christ, and Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So my brothers and sisters, what can we know about Greece from the Bible? Well, if you go in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, it says, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. Now, I will tell you that there's not a lot of stories. Like, we got stories about Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and, you know, the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar's dream of his metallic statues. You know, we have dreams, that we have stories of Babylon where he went crazy for 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar, that is. We have stories of Medo-Persia, the beautiful story of Esther, that beautiful queen who God allowed to become queen of the then known world, so that God's truth can be introduced and spread around the world. That story was during the Medo-Persian Empire. The story of Daniel in the lion's den, that was Medo-Persia. And in both stories, the king made laws, and those laws could not be changed. We've already talked about that. We've got stories of Medo-Persia, Haman and Mordecai, and all of that beautiful story of Esther in the book of Esther. So you've got stories of Rome, but what about Greece? There's not stories about Greece. Why? Because the Grecian Empire came between Malachi and Matthew. You see, Malachi ended the Old Testament, Matthew was the New, and it may have overlapped slightly, but not enough to give us stories of people's lives. So the Bible had an Old Testament written, and it was a break. And then God brought in Christ 300 or 400 years later. So there was about a 400-year period where that was there during the time of Greece. But we have their history. It says the Jews seek after a sign, but the Greeks seek after wisdom. So it's talking about the Greek philosophers, Plato, Aristotle. It was a time of the Greek Hellenism, where they spread this movement of false education and Greek mythology and philosophy and all of these things, you know. So a lot of the wrong ways of educating people came from Greek education. Even the Roman Catholic Church borrowed from Greek education, and that is the foundation of Jesuit teaching and practice, and that is what they used to set up the educational systems around the world. So they actually brag, and it is the truth. They actually set up the educational system in America, where and in all the Western society, where you compete for the highest grade, where people are graded A, B, C, D, and they set a Jesuit slogan was, the worst thing that can be done to you is to be outdone by your classmate, and the best thing you can do is to outdo your classmate. So all the competition, including competitive sports, all the competition for the highest grade, competition to get the best, secure the best place in your field as a student so you can get the highest scholarship, all of those things that came from Greek education, my friends. And so I want to talk a little bit about education. That's our spiritual movement and message for today, education. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 54:13, And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Friends, our children don't have peace because they're not taught of the Lord. They come to church, I'm sorry, come to school, and now there's a movement that they can do things with and teach your children without even your consent. And children are taught that Adam and Steve is just as applicable as Adam and Eve. Children go to school, and boys can go in the girls' bathroom. All they have to do is, they can be a boy, say, I'm a girl. Okay? What's on the bookshelves in the library, they take the Bibles and spiritual books like that. They're not there anymore in certain places, but they put all kinds of literature in there, but they call it inclusion and diversity. Okay? I don't need to include sin in my knowledge base. I don't need to include diversity if it's diverse ways of sinning against the Lord in my repertoire. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of battles over that. We should just have our own schools and homeschools. That's what God's people should do. And we need to understand that, my brothers and sisters, because God wants us to prosper and be in health and as our souls prosper. So there is an educational system of God, but there's an educational system of the devil. We take you back to the Garden of Eden. And what was the name of the tree, my brothers and sisters, that they eat from? It was called the tree of the knowledge. This is the educational principle of good and evil. What was the name of the tree? The tree, it wasn't just the tree of good and evil. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You see, that was Satan's university. God's university was the tree of life. Foundation was in the tree of life. You see, life comes from, true life comes from Christ, and Christ is the truth and the way. And so they weren't supposed to have a knowledge of evil. And so although we have to know what's going on at this point in the world today, we aren't to just make that our primary focus to just fill our minds with what's going on in the world today. We watch the news. We understand it from a prophetic point of view. But many of us watch a lot of secular TV, friends. And if you watch secular TV, I'm just talking about the actors that act and do different things. It's not good for your spiritual walk. It doesn't make you kind at home. It doesn't make you loving. It doesn't make you brave. It puts a self-reliance upon us, sentimentalism in our hearts. And we start yelling and screaming at the TV, and we start wishing this person, get them, go, you know, or get out of there, or whatever the case might be. And our emotions are all wrapped up. If we could get our blood pressure checked at that moment and have our endocrine system examined, it would be almost as though we were in a reality. And so it's not of God, my friend. It's not. And so we need to follow what God said in Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, well, somebody could say, well, you shouldn't even watch the news. It may not be best for some to watch the news. Maybe you can read it in the paper. But we are told in that same Bible that we should observe the signs of the times. You know, we should know what's enough to know. You need enough to know what's going on to know the signs of the times. You need to be able to know if the Sunday law hit. You've got to be notified of it, okay? If there's wars and rumors of wars, as there are now in the Palestinian-Israeli war, I don't know if that's the official name, but that just confirms what the Bible says, that there will be wars and rumors of wars. It confirms what the Bible says, that there would always be conflict between the two sons of I believe, Isaac. Yeah, Jacob and Esau. No, is that right? No. The two sons. Anyway, I'm not getting it right, but the two sons of Abraham is where the war would go, Isaac and Ishmael. And so, my brothers and sisters, we have to recognize that God has education, and we are to be taught. And that's why our ministry has been moving into an educational emphasis, because people have to be taught of the Lord. We teach biblical wellness at Torso Ministry, not just wellness. And it's not just holistic with an H. It's holistic with a W, because it comes from the Bible, wholeness. Okay? So may the Lord continue to bless you, friends, as you are taught of the Lord. That's what God wants. And we need to recognize that many of us have lost our children because we wanted to just put them in a public school because we didn't want to pay any tuition, or we wanted both parents to work so that, you know, we made more money. And we've lost our children. We've lost them because they went out into sometimes Christian schools, but they were filled with satanic policies and practices all around them. So they were a Christian when they went into the Christian school, but they're not a Christian when they come out of the Christian school. Friends, that's sad, but that's the situation when you follow Greek education. Most schools, which are accredited, all schools, which are accredited by the recognized governmental accreditation organization, fit this mold, friends. Not a single one is exempt. And, you know, we don't need to be accredited by them. Our standards are higher than theirs. Did you hear? Yes, that's not arrogance. That's truth. Our standards are higher because they're standards of righteousness. So I would be lowering my educational attainments by attending a school where I would get a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and a doctorate degree. I don't care if it's from a Christian school. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't call people to be in higher levels of education, but we should have our own schools, and that's what God wants. My friends, we can be the head and not the tail. Read about it. Let's go to Deuteronomy really quickly before we close out. Going to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Listen to this. And it shall come to pass, as we read verse 1, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. I'm talking about those who follow God's educational plan. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. All because we followed the right education, friends. And the fruit of thy cattle, because you hearkened unto a certain knowledge base. You treasured a certain knowledge base, the word of the Lord. That's education. The fruit of thy cattle is blessed. Increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee to be. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, and he hath, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give to thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And this is the key. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And as you continue reading, that's exactly what's happened in the church. No longer are we blessed in the body. No longer are we blessed in the field. That's why, and we just hang on by a thread thinking that we're ahead because we got universities and these universities are failing. These universities are not bringing out converted people by droves. The majority of students that come out of these universities are unconverted, my brothers and sisters, worldly, just seeking after the money of society. I'm here to tell you it's not too late to be the head and not the tail. God never put a time limit on this. So if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord, God will bless you, and he will make you the head and not the tail. That's what I'm talking about, friends. Let's not be like Greece with all that worldly mindset and education. Let's be like Jesus and be taught of the Lord. That's our message for today. At this time, we'll have our closing prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for your kindness. We ask that you bless us as we prepare on this Sabbath day to commune further with you. Lord, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for all you've done. We ask that you would help us to understand our Bibles better, to commune with you. And we thank you as we give you first place. We know that you will honor our work. Bless us this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And be with the sick who are seeking healing, even those who are here. Be with all those who are listening, who need healing, physical, mental, and spiritual healing. Bless those, Father, who need financial help. Help us all to pay our tithes and offering, and then we will see the handiwork of God working in our lives. For you will rebuke the devourer. We pray, Lord, that you will bless our school as well, the Torso Biblical Wellness Institute, that you will help us to teach many people and bring medical missionaries from all walks of life together to help spread the gospel in a positive way. We thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God is good, my friend. At this time, I'd like my wife to lead out and share the fourth commandment. If she wants to share it all, if she wants to share half of it, let her decide.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.